state officials are investigating a second discovery of remains on the Haines Highway project. And in Skagway, summer childcare, the school kitchen project, and more are on the docket for the Borough Assembly meeting this Thursday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. State officials are investigating newly discovered bones found during work on the Haines Highway reconstruction project. Last month, a team of state cultural monitors and archaeologists began an investigation into a section of the Haines Highway project after construction crews discovered historic human remains from two people during work on the roadway. Then, on May 5th, the team found a second set of remains. State Transportation Department spokesperson Sam Dapsovich says for now, investigators don't believe they're human.
They were looking through diggings from the area, and they located a mammal bone. After initial observations and consulting with other specialists, they don't believe that it's human remains, but they're going to test and verify.
Dapsovich says construction in the area is on hold for now. The Department of Transportation isn't saying where the remains were found in an effort to protect the site. Dapsovich says the team of researchers is now doing a more intense survey of the area, believed to be the source, before construction activities there resume. State officials are combing through the site in consultation with local tribes, the Chilkoot Indian Association and Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. Tribal officials say the remains likely belong to Tlingit people, the indigenous peoples of the Chilkat Valley. Dapsovich says all parties are currently in discussions about what DNA testing will be done to provide more specific genealogical data on the remains. That would require the remains to be sent to an out-of-state lab for further analysis, like carbon dating for the relative age of the two individuals. Chilkoot Indian Association President James Hart has been a part of surveying both discoveries. He says so far, discussions among state and local leaders involved are going well, but it's a difficult process.
It's not easy. It's not an easy job. I mean, there isn't a cultural protocol for digging up your ancestors. We don't have a protocol. So, I mean, it's a lot of new ground and trying to respect those remains as much as possible.
Hart says one silver lining is the opportunity for discussions among tribal citizens around the history of the Chilkat Valley, where the Haines Highway construction project is located.
So immediately I leaned on different culture bearers in the community and was able to talk with them, get strength, encouragement, and also learn about this valley in a more in-depth way. And that's probably one of the positives that's coming out of this.
Hart says the results of the carbon dating and archaeological survey is an opportunity to learn more about Tlingit history and ancestry.
It lets people know that we've been here for thousands of years. And, you know, we do have culturally sensitive areas, and we've outlined those areas and told the state about those places. And lo and behold, we find artifacts in those places. So I hope it just kind of opens people's eyes to different projects that are started and take our direction or our comments seriously.
State spokesperson Sam Dapsovich says if the archaeological investigation identifies a culturally significant site, it may change the course of highway construction work.
If it turns out that it's a very culturally sensitive site, a decision to change plans can be made or would be made to avoid it.
The Haines Highway project is currently in phase two, which is upgrading the highway to a 55 mile per hour standard from mile 12 through 20, expected to be completed in November. Some Skagway parents are struggling to find adequate childcare options during the busy summer season. The school kitchen remodeling project is underway, and Skagway considers partnering with other Alaska port communities on a green corridor initiative. KHNS's Mike Swayze spoke with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata about these issues for a preview of this week's Borough Assembly meeting.
There is a letter in the correspondence packet from Anna Nelson about the lack of childcare in Skagway. She cites that it is going to be a crisis here, that it's a crisis already in that there's only two childcare providers in town for working parents, and one of them has reduced hours, and that coming up in the fall, Little Dippers will close, meaning there's only going to be one childcare option, and I was under the assumption that that person was retiring. So is there something that the municipality can do to provide childcare for working families in a way that can prevent them from having to leave town to go to another city that has better childcare?
First of all, I think the correspondence that we received at the municipality was exceptional. I want to stress that, like all things, this is not a simple issue. It's a complex issue. It's one that's affecting the entire nation, especially the state of Alaska. And what I see is that we have two problems. One is a short-term problem because of the fact that there are limited hours with one of the daycare that's a nonprofit in town. And then we also have a long-term problem because some of the daycare providers in the private sector are getting to an age where they don't want to continue to provide that service. And that's fully understandable. So what we need childcare providers. And in the short term, we need a way to make sure that, you know, the nonprofit in town has the resources they need to potentially expand hours, make sure that they have staff, and, you know, get us through the summer where the demand is obviously higher than it will be in the winter. You know, I certainly can't speak for the assembly, but I know that the desire is there to, you know, put money into this problem in the short term. So I would urge parents who are concerned about this issue to, you know, stress to their providers that the municipality is in a position to help. Now, we can't tell a nonprofit what to do. They have their own boards. They have their own decision-making process. But we are available to help. We just need someone to let us know in an official way that they need help.
All right, well, let's move on to the school kitchen project, you know, still revolving around kids. How is it coming along?
Construction is going very well. You know, a good reminder that the construction of this kitchen not only is providing a kitchen for the school, it's our emergency shelter, and it saved two jobs at the school. So I'm really proud of the assembly on this one and the manager and staff for making sure that our resources are always going to the children in this community.
And finally, we can touch on some new business that's going to be addressed on Thursday night about a Green Corridor initiative. What's happening there?
Well, this was a product of our port community meetings that we've been holding through the pandemic. And so all the cruise port communities, along with some of the industry partners that we have, are all working together to try and create a green corridor that, is working toward kind of zero emissions goals. This is a good first step toward, you know, a more sustainable future for the industry. And that is good for our environment and it's good for our communities.
Okay, can you further describe what exactly the assembly is supporting?
This is a conceptual, you know, start to a process. No money is being allocated to this project at this time. As of now, it's just kind of the communities working together along with industry to say we are going to set a goal. And we are going to set a goal of sustainability as far as energy goes and clean emissions, whatever it might be.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the meeting preview.
Hey, my pleasure.
And for an Upperland Canal COVID update, the state is reporting 24 new positive COVID cases in Skagway over the last week and 9 new positive cases in Haines. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.